Burt Show.
All right, intern Brandon here. We have spent a goodly amount of time on this show.
Yeah.
Trying to get Brandon some game. Because he admits he's got no game when it comes to women whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm being honest. You know, I'm not the most skilled when it comes to swag.
I witnessed this.
Recently?
Oh, recently. Probably a couple of weeks ago. I was out.
Thanks for snitching.
Did you hear Wendy?
I know.
Snitching, too. This.
I was really trying to help Brandon out. Me and another guy friend were really trying to help Brandon out. We were at a club just hanging out. Two girls off to this side. And I mean, my guy friend goes up to the girls intentionally trying to get Brandon to come over and have the girls come over to give him an introduction. And Brandon did not even take the bait. Brandon would not get up out of the chair to go talk to these beautiful girls who were hanging out with.
I was in work mode. That's my excuse. I was in work mode.
Well, you told us before that.
That's a better mode for you.
The best Brandon is work mode.
Yeah, because recreation Brandon. Yeah, work Brandon's cool. Recreation
Brandon's pretty cool.
Yeah, recreation Brandon is not.
Pretty lame.
Yes.
What was going on inside your head? Why didn't you want to go talk to him?
At that time, it was just a lot of things going on with the event that we were doing.
No, he was sitting there.
My mind was elsewhere.
You were scared. You're scared.
No, honestly, there was a lot of things going on that I was thinking about the event, too.
What was going on is you didn't want anybody to steal a Q100 free shirt.
No.
You don't have those anymore.
We don't have any shirts.
What a ridiculous analogy.
Were you teaching the interns?
We don't have anything with Q100 on it anymore.
How to cut the 0.5 off the window stickers?
No, we use an X-Acto knife now to keep the curve.
See, so here's another example of Brandon having an opportunity. I mean, we spent a whole weekend. You being trained by my boy Dolvet, and nothing came of that, really. And I think I figured out why, y'all. It was last week, and it was in passing. Some of you might have been outside the studio when Brandon said this. That he doesn't have any intention. He is not – it's not a priority for him to hook up. He said in studio last week he would rather watch a baseball game than have sex with a girl.
Really?
At this moment in my life, yeah.
A Braves game?
Not a Braves game.
Any games, he said. This is not like a game seven or an important game. Any game of baseball, you'd rather do that than spend some time with a woman. Private time.
At this point in my life, yeah. What?
Because it probably makes you so nervous to be with a woman. Like, it doesn't sound like a comfortable thing for you to do, or somewhere where you feel like you're yourself and your own skin in that situation. So...
Yeah, maybe I feel like myself. Like
you can actually relax if you're watching a baseball game. You wouldn't have to worry about anything. You can be yourself. You can talk stats. You can just be Brandon. But if you were with a woman, you're like all anxiety all up in your head. So I can understand why you say that, because you're just not comfortable with women.
I know. And again, baseball is just so beautiful, though.
So is a woman.
Yeah, too, but baseball, like...
Baseball, there's nine men and they're wearing tight pants and they run around and they get sweaty.
You look at it that way, but I look at it as just a beautiful display of something that is pure and it allows you to be yourself. And again, that's what I look for in a woman too. Something that allows me to be myself. Something that is...
Like Mary Poppins? Like, yeah, is she attractive to you?
You know?
Yeah, leave that Mary umbrella. Poppins alone now. I do, but I see where, I mean, I think Brandon represents a lot of guys who are just painfully shy. Yes. I mean, y'all were married and y'all are acting like y'all are cool, but I think there's a lot of guys out there who are scared.
But he's not painfully shy. That's the thing.
When he's himself, women, yes, he is.
Is it that much of an anxiety for you to go and talk to a woman where you just like, it's so stressful, I'd just rather do anything but that?
Yeah, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's getting serious. Yeah. Hey, Billy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, love the show, and I just got to say there's something that's not right with a man who would rather watch baseball than be with a woman. Just something ain't right with him.
I think we're scratching at the surface, though. Like, so now we got to, like, it's such an anxiety for you.
Don't get me wrong. I like being with women, but the Kentucky Derby takes 2 minutes, and I would last 90 seconds just so I can watch the end of the Kentucky Derby.
You can TiVo the Kentucky Derby, dude.
There's something about watching it live, though, about... coming down to the stretch, no pun intended, just to watch the end of the Kentucky Derby.
And those guys, they're so little and they wear such tight shirts and they're on the horses and they're running, bouncing up and down.
I don't get it. Maybe we can call the hypnotherapist and put you under. But
I probably do have unresolved issues. I don't know.
We've got to figure out what's really wrong.
Fear of flying, quit smoking, fear of women.
Yeah, you know.
There you go.
Well, there's a lot of that you could avoid. You can avoid a flight if you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Half the people he's going to come in contact with.
But I do say, I mean, like, I think that he's just, this is shyness. It's like getting over that block, that mental block, you know?
So if you meet other guys, you're not shy in conversation. It's just a woman that you're not attracted to also? Are you shy around?
Yeah, we can talk all day.
If Chipper Jones, Tim Hudson, and Brian McCann are standing in the corner of a bar having a conversation, and on the other side of the bar are three women, who's more difficult for you to go up and start a conversation with?
Probably the women, because I don't get starstruck, so those would just be three regular people.
And unattractive, but someone you're not attracted to, no problem.
Well, it could be I'm attracted to them, but like there could be other situations that I could put in my head that, okay, this is not a real interaction, like interns, I'm the remote tech, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that. No matter if I'm attracted to them or not, it's just these are the people that
it's
I work
like
with.
Work yeah, like anybody so you who can I handle work it. With.
It's a good question. How does a shy person get over being shy?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you just, what do? You just throw yourself into like situations where you're forced to talk to people or?
I don't know. Because it's not people in general with Brandon. Right. It's girls he's interested mm-hmm. in. It's a very small category.
Right.
And
maybe we need to do like practice dates, like have Brandon go out on five different dates during the week and maybe practice on each girl so it gets easier and easier.
Can one of them
repetition?
Be chilly?
Can one of them be chilly? Yeah.
I would know what to do with that.
You would have no idea where you were by the time she was done with
it. I know what chilly wants.
Yeah. She wants you to leave her alone.
Probably.
Go over there and bring a real man.
Hey, Stacey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I'm just curious where, you know, he normally meets girls that he feels so uncomfortable, you know?
Because you've been in relationships before.
Yeah.
So where are you going now? Totally avoid meeting girls?
No, I don't totally avoid meeting girls. I don't go to clubs and stuff like that. I don't like large amounts of people. It's just, I grew up in New York, so I had my fair share of large amounts of people. So now I just normally hang out at sports bars with my friends and...
With guys, mostly. Yeah. They're not going to be a lot
of
women.
We go watch the
there.
Game. We go watch fights. That's what we do.
Yeah, he needs a woman that's as into sports as he is.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I could handle that because I'm so argumentative with my friends.
Oh, you're going to be lonely for
that's
a while.
That's where the passion comes in. You'll argue and then you'll slip and have sex.
Yeah, that works. Oops. Touché.
How'd I end up here?
Why do you think I start fights with Melissa so much?
Exactly.
The Burt Show.